It's day 8 of the movement control order, and even though the number of cases is still increasing, one thing we can agree on is that our medical frontliners are doing an amazing job. They risk their lives on a daily basis just so they can provide the best treatment for their patients. On top of that, kudos to our health director general Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah for stepping up to the job and being the calm and professional authority figure that Malaysia needs right now. Malaysian Medical Association MMA President Dr. N. Ganabaskaran told the Star that the most daring move Dr. Noor Hisham suggested was the initiation of the MCO and even the travel restrictions. He added that it takes good leadership skills to make these decisions during these times. These decisions have a direct impact on the country's economy, affecting people's daily lives, but these are important decisions to be made and at such a crucial time. Dr. N. Ganabaskaran said that MMA has started offering psychological first aid services for healthcare to help them through their challenging times, starting with 24 psychiatrists nationwide providing counseling via phone or web chat. This move is really important, as battling this outbreak is definitely taking a toll not only on their physical health but also on their mental health as well. Engage founding chairperson Thomas Fan commended the medical staff as he had to go for the COVID-19 testing as well and praised the strict protocols. "I admire their dedication and kindness to all of us," he said. Citizens Health Initiative member Dr. Chi Heng Leng said that even though Malaysia lost some time during the political crisis, Dr. Noor Hisham rose to the occasion and performed in a credible and competent way. Malaysian Pharmaceutical Society President Amrahi Buang said the ministry has done an excellent job from the beginning of the outbreak in China. However, he also said that the medical staff will soon be burnt out and extra reinforcements will definitely be needed. He hopes that Dr. Noor Hisham will be able to get reinforcement from non-health ministry facilities and private sector healthcare facilities. "There are no words to describe the sacrifice our healthcare professionals are going through to curb this pandemic. Do you know how we can help them? Just by simply staying home and thus flattening the curve. Let's do this for all those brave warriors out there." Also read, Sabah hospitals are running out of medical supplies, desperate for donations from public. You have reached the end of this story.